Ugh, stop screaming. Always with the screaming. You're fine. Breathe. In and out. Use your lungs. Don't be such a baby. You were dead for like a week, tops. I got to it when I got to it. I'm a busy woman, you know. Such an ingrate. You're lucky I didn't wait 6 months and draft you into the skeleton war. It is not going well. I could use an extra set of bones. Don't try to get up yet. Just lie there on the slab and wait for your motor skills to come back. I'd rather not watch you lurch around the room like a newborn giraffe. I am not gonna want to fuck you after seeing that. Oh, shit. Probably shouldn't have said that out loud, huh? Oops. What? I'm horny, okay? Can't exactly fuck a skeleton now, can I? Hard to get off when you're just riding a hollow pelvis. All those bones, but they don't have the one that counts. It's ironic when you really think about it. Here we go again. Always making me hold your hand and pat you on the head. You're so fucking needy. You know I don't go in for this sentimental crap. Yes, I want you around for more than just sex. You know you're my favorite little pet, and you've been invaluable to my research. But the dick is good, all right? You want me to lie and say it's not? Oh yeah, busted. I had to cut some corners on the ritual, supplies running a little low. Gonna have to make a trip into town soon. You know, I always put it off until the last minute. Don't worry about it, it'll be fine. Yeah, there's our rainbow birthday cake candles in the sconce instead of my usual black wax. Not very goth of me, but whatever. It burns just as good. We're also out of raven feathers. Actually fresh out of feathers, period. So I just outlined your corpse in chicken nuggets. Birds are birds, right? No, I'm not eating them. Oh, that tangy aroma. Yeah, the balm of hemlock. I typically smear all over you to loosen up those tight muscles. Was also a no-go, so I just used barbecue sauce. I figured it paired well with the nuggies. You know how they say don't go grocery shopping on an empty stomach? That rule also applies to reanimating bodies, apparently. Side effects, schmide effects. I could do the ritual drunk off my ass with my eyes closed. Wouldn't be the first time, actually. If anything weird happens, like you start clucking like a chicken or something, I'll just slit your throat and we'll start all over. That's the beauty of necromancy. Infinite clean slates. You're like a pretty little etch-a-sketch I can fuck. How'd you die this time? Geez, you really shouldn't be asking questions like that. Kind of above your pay grade, don't you think? Curiosity killed the cat, my guy. If you really must know, remember our little experiment trying to devise the formula for a laughing gas that's also a laxative? Codename Shits and Giggles? Well, on attempt number 33, we mixed rhubarb, poison oak, and lily of the valley. That makes a very potent nerve toxin, as it turns out. Who knew? Jeez, sorry. We only have the one gas mask. Who's gonna wear it? You? Be for real now. Yeah, it looked like a very painful death. all in the name of science, right? Kind of what you signed up for. Oh, you never signed up for this. I could have sworn. Anywho, you sure talk a lot for a guy whose tongue barely works until the numbness wears off. Luckily, I don't have a problem. Why don't you shut the fuck up for a second and let me breathe some life into you, so to speak? I notice that dick's awfully hard there on your slab. Is that rigor mortis, or are you just happy to see me? You're always so grumpy when you're freshly resurrected. Just let me wrap my lips around your cock and blow you back up like my little inflatable sex doll. I promise it'll make you feel better. Here, come down and watch me. I'll lick all the way up and down this dick like a formaldehyde flavored lollipop. Don't play hard to get up there. You know you love seeing my dark lips work your cock, smearing black lipstick all over your dick while I suck you off. I know you can't stay mad at me. There you go. And the only thing you should be using that mouth for right now is moaning and groaning like Frankenstein's monster. Let my hot little tongue be the lightning bolt that shocks you back to life. Blowing you always makes me so fucking wet. I'm tempted just to hop on this slab and ride. But I'm not sure you're ready for that kind of shock to your system. Might be too much for that ticker to see a big titty goth ghoul like me bouncing on before your heart beats fully stabilized. We'll work our way up to that. Yum. You're about to pop, aren't you? I don't blame you. I'm practically sucking out your soul down here. Don't keep me waiting. Surrender to my warm, wet mouth and shoot your very essence all over my tongue. You're come to. That's what I love about you. Always got one in the chamber, even after you just rejoined the land of the living. Plenty of guys would just shoot off a puff of dust out of their dicks, but you're always good for a nice, sticky mouthful. Feel better now, you fucking diva? Nothing like blowing a load down my throat to take the edge off, huh? You gonna be more pleasant company now? Good. You were bringing a real negative energy. I can't have all these doom and gloom vibes in my mausoleum / torture chamber. Eesh, trying to get up again, You seem to be moving around a little better, at least. What do you think you're doing over there? Get away from those beakers, Mr. Workaholic. I don't need you getting broken glass everywhere while you're trying to remember how your fingers work. You still gotta fuck me, remember? Pleasure before business. In this lab, we keep our priorities straight. Ah, ew. Don't be gross. It's not necrophilia. You're very much alive right now. That's how rumors get started. If the whole town brands me as a corpse fucker, I'm gonna know whose fault it was. Then I'll really make you suffer the next time I have to razz you. Might put your brain in a sex robot so you won't even get to feel anything while you're fucking me. Ugh, you're so difficult. Just get the fuck over here. I'm gonna hop back on your slab and tuck the hem of this long black gown up my thighs. Tuck in between my legs while I sit pretty up here and make me moan loud enough to raise the dead. I love the stale, musty taste of you right when you're newly raised. It's like kissing an earthworm. Surprisingly enjoyable. Now make that fat fucking nightcrawler between your legs stand up and burrow to the center of me. Oh, oh yeah. Fuck. Yanking the front of my dress down until my boobs pop out. How predictable. Most zombies are preoccupied with brains, but I feel like you'd stagger around moaning tits, tits. you like what you like, and I love that about you, baby. Squeeze these big mommy milkers and stick that cock all the way inside me. I'm gonna wrap my legs around your waist and ride you like a fucking broomstick. Fuck yeah, God. Pinch my nipples and impale me on that dick. Stuff me with your stiff cock until you lay this little pussy to rest. Oh my God, yeah. Oh, get your mouth in those titties and suck my nipples until you make me come. That contraption in the corner where I stretch out my victims is only the second nicest rack in this dungeon. Oh. Fuck, fuck, just like that. Beat down those castle doors, baby. You're a one-man angry mob. Take the torches and pitchforks to my pussy and pound me till my hair turns white. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Don't stop. Bury your face in my tits and shove your dick 6 feet deep inside of me. Fucking fill me up. Dig this tight pussy out like a grave plot until you shoot your hot ropes. Fuck. More. I'm coming. Carve an epithet into me with a thick cock. God damn, now that you see why I keep you around. Who else is gonna fuck me until my thighs tremble? Look at me, I can't stop shaking. Hold me still. Such a good apprentice / experiment / fuck toy. You're irreplaceable. So much more than the sum of your parts. You got the feelings back in all your extremities yet? Think we're gonna be in for a very long, enjoyable night. You know my little welcome back parties for you are always unforgettable. Wanna go grave robbing? We could use some spare parts. Let's tidy up your headstone, then I'll write you in your empty plot and pay my respects. That's so much more fun than laying down some boring old flowers.